Blog Talk Radio.
The biggest battle of our professional lives all comes down to today. Either we heal as a team, or we're going to crumble. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time. Now, I can't do it for you. I'm too old. I look around, I see these young faces, and I think, I made every wrong choice a middle-aged man can make. I pissed away all my money, believe it or not. I chased off anyone who's ever loved me. And lately, I can't even stand the face I see in the mirror. You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's this game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the fucking difference between winning and losing. Who's willing to die, who's going to win that itch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face. Now I can't make you do it. You got to look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. Now I think you're going to see a guy who will go that inch with you.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're going to do the same for him.
Oh, yeah.
That's a team, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
And either we heal now as a team or we will die as individuals. That's football, guys. That's all it is. Now, what are you going to do?
Yo, what's up, everybody? You know who it is, coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, talking about saving the athletes respectfully. My name is Peter The Rock Richardson, and you know we got a new week. We got a new week, baby. Oh, man, I don't know if you guys are excited as I am, but I'm ready to get this week started and go ahead and start another day of work, and hopefully I'm helping you guys to encourage and not discourage. And today is Monday. Today is Monday. And today, ooh-wee, I want to say, Move, Get Out the Way Monday. Today is Move, Get Out the Way Monday. No matter what it is, everybody is struggling with something in their life. Everybody has haters who's out there doing something that's worthwhile. Or even if you don't have haters, then you're hating on yourself by hating on other people because you're fueling their gas tank. Fill your own gas tank. So today is Move Out the Way Monday. So whatever it is that you feel like that's in your way, that's what we're talking about and how we're going to tell everybody that, hey, move out the way. I'm coming through the line. I'm coming through I'm getting through the crowd. What is it? What y'all doing? I'm getting out the way. Oh, yeah, buddy. So today is August 11th. It's about 8:35, and I'm coming to you live out of Dallas, Texas. And right now, it's 80 degrees, but it feels like 83. 80 degrees, but it feels like 83. So, but I'm sorry, but we do got good news. As the day progresses, it's going to be about 99 degrees. But hey, last time I talked to you guys, it was 103. But today it's going to be 99. So, and then today also, it's a 40% chance of rain. So, I mean, we got a chance to cool off. But who knows? We can never call it. It's never really our decision. All the meteorologists out there, they just predict everything. We don't actually make it rain or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's 99. It's supposed to be a high of 99, a 40% chance of rain, and later on tonight we got a low of 76. So that's a weather update for today. But now let's get into it. Let's get into it, baby. Move out the way Monday. What is it that you feel like that's getting in your way? Some people think it's themselves. Some people think it's their parents. Some people think it's their brother. Some people think it's their sister. Somebody think it's something. Maybe it's a habit that you formed over the years. Maybe it's some video games. Maybe it's a TV show. Something's in your way. Sometimes some people are so ambitious. Sometimes people say they are ambitious. But whenever the football game's on and you got something to do, you want to go watch the football game. Well, I'm sorry, you're not as ambitious as you think, because you're not as ambitious as you really think, because when you got something that you need to do and then that football game is on, either you're going to rush through what you got to do just so you can watch that football game, then the football game is in your way. If you got to study and you got homework to do, but you understand you're on this dynasty playing a video game, but you want to put your homework, you want to procrastinate on your homework and don't do that to the day of, because just so you can recruit and do everything on a video game, then the video game is getting in your way. This is one thing that I've really thought about too. Have you ever been driving, like on a road trip, or just driving down the street, going to the store, and then you just see a car just woof. Just pass you. And you be like, whoa, they must be in a hurry. You know, like, see, that don't make no dang sense. But then what makes it so funny when they pass you, and then maybe they can get so far ahead of you that you don't even see them no more, but as you just keep cruising along, you'll see them at the red light or at a stop sign. So, I'm like, you should have just been driving the same speed limit as me. We got here at the same time. Now you done wasted more gas, the opportunity of getting pulled over, and more of an opportunity to get in the wreck. I know it sounds cliche. I know it does. But, hey, I moved out that way. So whenever I'm going my nice little speed, you know, cruising, because I don't speed, you know what I'm saying? I just be cruising. So whenever I see somebody in the way, how come people don't want to move out my way? Is it because I'm not coming, you know, at a lightning speed? Is it because I'm not driving like I'm crazy? I don't know. Sometimes people just, have you ever just got behind a car and they don't want to move over? You know, I mean, thank God for our elders. Without them, we would not be there. But everybody got that one grandma. Everybody got that one old person in their family that don't need to be driving, that do not need to be driving, because they didn't want to talk about anybody else on the road, like it's everybody else's fault that they sitting over there driving like Miss Day. But that's enough of that. But okay, but you ever been driving, right? You know, and then when that person passed you, and then next thing you know, you're right next to them, right? That's just like in life. That's just like in life. Just like in life. So, like, some people, it's like the rabbit. You know, some people want to get stuff done so fast. They want to get done so fast, so they just speed, like, people speed through the workout. People speed through the schoolwork. Some people try to speed through life. And an example of this, an example of trying to speed through life and speed and trying to get the fast way through the sports world, people take steroids. People take steroids. They want to achieve that greatness right then. They want to hit the most home runs this season. They want to be the fastest tomorrow. They want to be a bodybuilder and lift the most weights in 2 weeks. You know, people take steroids. They speed up the process. When they speed up the process, you know, whenever you be sore and stuff like that, you lift a lot of weights or you run a lot. Your body gonna recuperate faster, so you can perform at the high level that you performed in that prior day because it just works that way. So like. People, I'm not against nobody, you know, doing what they do. Do what you do. That's the best thing about life. You get to make your own decisions if you give an opportunity. But what I'm saying is you don't want to speed that process up too much because we all are human. We all need time to rest. We can't be really putting our bodies through all that kind of distress. So, but I understand that they have a mentality of move out the way. They trying to make their slowness move out the way. And, like, my mama wanted to tell me I can't go play outside. What you mean I can't go play outside? I got straight A's. I'm playing sports. Can I please go outside, mama? Yeah, boy, you can go outside. Well, thank you. If I just would have just gave up, you know, then I wouldn't have tried to move out the way. But there's a reason. There's a reason why some things are in your way. There are a reason, because everything happens for a reason. Because life is a game of inches, just like sports. Sports is a game of inches. Life is a game of inches. Too fast, too slow. Just like if something's not in your way, you might have hit a squirrel, or worst of all, you might have hit a person. Or if you step over to the left too far, you might step on a crack. You might fall off a cliff. No matter what it is, I remember when I was 8 years old. And me and my family was getting some Charlie's chicken. We was getting some Charlie's chicken. And I remember, because back in the day, a Charlie's chicken, then behind Charlie's chicken, I believe it was a hospital. And then on the other side of the street, I think he had a drug warehouse. And I'm with my grandma and my grandpa back in the day. And driving, my papa had this maroon truck. I remember he was one of those people that would drive slow like that. Like he would drive real slow. And we're crossing the street, right? I remember we're crossing the street, and he just pulling out real slow. We're making a left turn, and there's this station wagon just speeding down the highway, down Old Mogul Street. I mean, speeding down the street, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, they are going really fast. So, as we pull out. We actually pulled into Charlie's Chicken, and so like the car missed us, but as the car kept going, it just like right before it got to the light, there was another truck pulling out real slow, and it just boom, burst into flames, We got out the way. But the other truck wasn't so fortunate. I mean, I really haven't seen nothing like it since, man, because it just went up into flames. It just blew up. I mean, I don't know if it was people hollering, people crying, or what, man, but I know that man died that day. And, boy, I tell you, that's what brings me here today, to really enlighten you guys on move out of the way. Sometimes you in other people's way because you holding them down. And it's not until they come into realization that you holding them down that you need to move out of their way. Move out of their way Monday. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to tell you one thing. Like, nobody's perfect in this world. Nobody's perfect. Everybody got their habit that they're trying to overcome. Everybody got that significant other that they're trying to get over with. Some people, like I said last week in the show, the biggest competitor is the one that you look in the enemy, I mean, in the mirror. So you want to move out of your own way. This is how you move out your own way. You sit down. You get in the room. You think about what it is that you really want. Then you think about how you're going to get it. Then most importantly, you think about why you're going to get it. Why do you want to do the things that you do? Why do you want to go out there and make $1 million? Why do you want to go out there and encourage people? Why do you want to go out there and hate on people? Is it because you're not doing nothing? It's because you ain't got enough courage to go out there and pursue your own dreams, so now you want to bring other people down? Or you feel like that you'd have failed in life, now you want to sit around and talk about people and talk about this and that and talk about all and gossip and stuff like that? Why you want to be like that? Why you in your own way? Why are you trying to get in my way? Don't get in my way, because I ain't trying to be in yours. Move out the way Monday. You got to be fearless out here in this world, because I'm telling you, the same hand that you dealt today, somebody else can make it with their hand. Stop making excuses. Go do what you got to do. If you got child support to pay, go pay your child support. So one day you can tell that your child that, hey, if I can do it, you can do it. No matter what, you got to be fearless in this world. Go take it. Move out of your own way. I'm telling you, you're going to be so surprised. You're going to be so surprised. But let me tell you, the day you start moving, you're going to see things start happening in this world. If you never really had issues with money, and then you start moving a certain way, then you start finding yourself having issues with money, then that's when you know you're doing something right. Because just like I said last week on my show, there's two types of broke. There's one broke person that's just sitting there who ain't doing nothing. Then you got the ambitious broke who's trying to go out there and help others succeed. But that's the kind of broke that's attractive. That's attractive. You know, that can attract a significant other. That can attract a preacher trying to help out to you. That can attract somebody trying to sponsor you. So that's why you got to get to moving. You don't want to sit out there and live on regret. You got to move out of your own way. Mark Zuckerberg said a quote. Mark Zuckerberg said, if y'all don't know who Mark Zuckerberg is, then stop yourself. Mark Zuckerberg is the guy who created Facebook. He said, how I try to live my day is whenever I'm sitting around doing nothing. And then I think about, what is it that I could be doing to be getting better? How can I take most advantage of my time? But let me tell you something, and that's why I say you got to move out your own way, because when you start thinking like that, you won't find yourself just sitting on the couch. You won't find yourself playing Halo. I can say Halo is bad, but shoot, we all need our leisure time. But when you're trying to make it and you hungry and you really want to get it, you ain't going to sit up there telling not to do nothing. Move out of your way. Whether it's reading for 10 minutes or whether if it's that going outside walking, trying to better your health. No matter what it is, for the athletes out there, if it's just stretching, simply stretching. And you can sit there and watch TV while you stretch, because you want to know why? Because you're getting better. You're getting better because you're sitting up there stretching your legs. So when you get out there and perform, you ain't got to worry about catching cramps on those Charlie horses, like I said. Woo! Move out of your way. Let's go. What's stopping you? You? Is it money? Cars, clothes, stress? Your fear from God? You scared of doing right? Some people households, they ain't happy unless everybody else is miserable. Being happy is boring. So they want to get in everybody else's way. They want to walk around with attitude. They want to tell you, you can't do it because they ain't doing it. They scared. Or everybody else in the neighborhood don't do stuff. Oh, we had a kid got killed, and he was supposed to start college today. Start college, got killed by a black-on-black crime. That's a whole nother topic that I'm not even sure I should address, because that's a topic right there that's just, oh, man, that's just disturbing. But back in the day, I could go back to Harriet Tubman back in the day. You know, and I'm talking about move out the way. That's something that they wanted their freedom. They wanted their freedom. It ain't like that no more. They made their own way. Some people don't know that black people was held down from scriptures. That's how they had control of all of us. From they used scriptures to help hold black people down. But black people made a way, and then that's why later on that got civil rights, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, you got all those great leaders. None of those guys were millionaires. They just learned how to encourage people. Equality. That's all. That's all. That's all they wanted. And then the system, because then the system progressed. You know what I'm saying? And then they want to put in this system that just ultimately brainwashes people. And then that's why most crime is black on black crime. But then black people want to get mad when a white person or a Mexican person or Asian person kill a black person. Then black people want to stand up. No, shut up. We too busy killing ourselves. Take accountability for yourself. Move out of your own way. It's okay. It's okay for you to grow up and go through high school and college and be professionals and whatever it is. Don't say, quote, I'm too real for this. Or in my hood, we don't do this. Or we walk around like this. Or I listen to rap and all this. I listen to rap, too. I play rap music on my show. But I don't let that define me. I don't let the fact that I can sit up here and not play rap music on my show because I know that people, there's some critics out there. You talking about encouraging. Why are you playing rap music? But those are my people. It's because they rap about it don't mean they are about it. It's entertainment. That's what it is. It's entertainment. Everybody want to sit up there and talk about the African-American race, but they're too busy trying to be like us because we are doing something right, but we so mentally distraught sometimes, we don't really understand it. Move out of your way. If you ain't moving out of your way, I know you're going to move out of my way because I'm coming. I'm coming. I have been through some things. I done had a few fights with myself and lost. God won. Just like that. Just like that. Move out of your way. So think about it, think about it, think about it. Whatever it is that's in your way, is it your neighborhood? Is it you scared that your friends going to talk about you? Or you scared you're going to get disowned by your parents? Think about, well, what's really in your way? How can you really get over the hump? Do you work out for 4 weeks straight, and then that fifth week you end up not working out and going back to the things that you did right before you worked out, so now you done lost your progression? Have you gave your life to God and you had a good 2 months, a great 3 months, then in that fourth month you start to really go through some things and now you're starting to question your faith? Did you just get a new car or did you just get a new job and things have been going smooth? You thought you was going to get promoted and then the promotion somebody else end up getting the promotion, so now you're starting to question yourself. I've been just moving into a new town when things are going great, and now all of a sudden things are starting to go sideways. I mean, God gives the hardest battles to the toughest people. When you start to realize your purpose and your vision, and you start moving a certain way strategically, that's when things that you're going to try to get in your way. Satan ain't worried about you if you're out there doing what he do. He ain't worried about you. He got you. That's why those, like, have you ever heard the good die young? You know, why something always happens to the good people in this world? Why the Martin Luther King's got to get assassinated? Why the Abraham Lincoln's got to get assassinated? The John F. Kennedy's, you know, some of these great figures end up dying at a young age. Most people die before the age of 50. People are out there fulfilling purposes. People are out there healing lives. But those who decide to step forth and try to encourage instead of discourage, that's when things start to happen in their life, because that's when, for one, it shows that it questions or shows them if they really want to do it and not make excuses, then they're going to encourage regardless of what they're going through. Well, they might be going through something personally, but you might be going through something. But even though they're going through something personally, they're still going to be there for you because they understand the bigger picture. But if you're out there chilling, some people say cooling, going out, doing all this. Well, I'm not saying I don't go out, but you're talking about going out there, you know, selling drugs, doing all the negative things and stuff in life. You're out there doing that, and life is cool. Life is great. You can go get a little scratch off, and you done won a couple $100, or you done this. And people looking at it like, damn, why do I always seem like the good people always seem like the ones who go through the most? And all that, because God gives the strongest battles to the strongest people. I mean, so what it is, when you start to find your purpose and find your direction in life, you got to start moving. You start moving in that certain way. Then that's when things really get hard. But that's all right. That's when you know you're doing something right. When things start to go bad, that's when you know something good is about to come up out of it. If you stay positive and keep that same mentality and stay there and keep that same attitude, you just got to tell everything else to move out the way. Move out the way. I know it's hard. I know it's tough. But you know what? You can do it. Only way that you wouldn't do it is if you told yourself that you couldn't do it. But I'm telling you, you can't fail until you give up. You cannot fail until you give up. So don't give up. Don't give in. But look up. Right now, I'm about to put you in the mix with PDP. I got a couple songs right after, right now, and then right after that, we're going to get right back into Move Out the Way Monday. What's up, everybody? I'm about to go live on the Mix Store Radio right now. We got Ludacris Move, just like that, on my theme for today. Move Out the Way Monday.
Out of security for stopping the fight. I got a fifth of that rim. can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya. Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. And you don't give a f- what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real s*** anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness, cause right now that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness, that I would even show up to this place. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace. Especially in my pastel on my base. Act like you can't tell who made this new gospel, homie. Take this, and take this, haters.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya.
Like I don't know if you got a man or not, if you made plans or not, if God put me in your plans or not. I'm tripping, this drink got me saying a lot, but I know that God put you in front of me. So how the hell could you front on me? It's a thousand yous, it's only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in the moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton dine night, so we gon' do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike, well I'd do anything for a blind. And she'll do anything for the limelight, and we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making it
faster, stronger. That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya.
Like I never told ya. Don't act like I 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 told ya. Baby, you're making it
all up better, faster, stronger. How long I've been on ya?
thank you for making all that noise tonight. We really appreciate it. It's far too kind. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook the kid, bro. What's the Brooklyn home? One last time. Hear me rap, it's like hand G rapping, it's prime. I'm young H.O. Rap, grateful day. Back to take over the globe and the break bread. I'm in Boeing Jets, Global Express. Out the country with the blueberry still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, but respect, yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Damn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find over the head with no pen? Just draw up inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him. Cheap imitation. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn Bowl. Come on one last time, I need y'all, bro. Now,
what the hell are you waiting for?
After me, there should be no more. Come on one last time, people make some noise.
Now, what the hell are you waiting for?
Now, look what you made me do. Look what I made for you. Knew if I paid my dues, how will they pay you? When they first come in the game, they try to play you. You drop a couple of hits, look how they wave to you. From R.C. to Madison Square, the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. Yeah, faith would have it, chase that as a pair to be out of all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye, when I come back like George, wearing a 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you, probably maim you. If I owe you a blow, you a smithereen. Suck and take one for your team, I need you to remember one thing.
One thing.
I came, I saw, I conquered, for record sales, sold out concerts. If you want this encore, I need you to scream until your lungs get sore.
Live in the mix with PDP on Blog Talk Radio. And right now, this Peter the Rock Bridges. Move out the way Mondays, baby. That's right before the break, right before the little playlist right there. I was talking about move out the way. What's in your way? Is it you? Is it your mama, your grandma, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your auntie, your haters? What do you feel like that's in your way? Tell it to move out the way. Move out the way Monday. Because if you don't tell it to move out the way, it's just going to stay there. And if it just stays there, are you letting, is it doing its job? Not to say that the fact that it's there, there's a reason why it's there, but there's a reason why you have to tell it to move out the way. There's a reason why you got to tell it to move out the way. It's to see if you really want it or not. How can you really want something if you ain't overcoming obstacles to get there? Anybody will do it if it's easy. But when you got to go around and maneuver around things and you got to use your faith and your ambition to really get there, if nothing's in your way, how do you know if you really want it? Then once you really get it, how do you know you're going to keep it? There's not one... What they say out there? Everything worth having does not come easy. Everything that's worth having does not come easy. Man, I remember growing up as a little kid, getting D1 scholarships was something that was never heard of. That was a crazy dream, But I had to tell certain stuff to move out the way. I don't want to sell them drugs, move out the way. I don't want to sit and chill, I want to go do some extra work, move out the way. I don't want to go this and do that or go to this girl's house. Move out the way. I'm on a mission. So you got to have the courage. You got to have the courage to tell some things to move out your way. Sometimes it could be your boys. Sometimes it could be your girl. Sometimes it could be your parents. But you got to be strong enough to tell them to move out the way. It's like, nah, man, I can't go out with you tonight. I gotta go over this business plan. Nah, I can't go out with you tomorrow because I gotta go do some extra crunches. I gotta go do some extra sit ups. So I gotta go play some long toss. Or I gotta go practice on some routes. Move out my way. Regardless of what it is, you gotta have the courage. First you gotta sit down. You gotta slow things down. You gotta really look at it and pray about what you really want. Once you really sit down and look at what you really want, you gotta think about why you wanna do that. Why you wanna go through those obstacles? What's gonna really move you? And if you're doing it, when people do things that they're doing it for notoriety or they're doing it because they think it's cool, then you won't sustain that success. You won't sustain that success. It's going to eventually, that fire is going to go away. But no matter what it is, some people become artists because they love to draw. They do it for free. Some people love to speak because they do it for free. When 6 months out of the way, 2 or 3 years has gone by after you've started that business, and you still are doing that, then they're doing it because it's them. They're actually sustaining that. Anybody can do it for a couple months, but everybody can't do it for a couple years. To take it a step further, everybody can't do it for 4 years. So that's how businesses sustain that. That's how when Martin Luther King was a preacher, then he started speaking to his people, he was able to sustain that because he actually really cared about the people. Same about Malcolm X. Same as just like the presidency going into their second term. Sometimes, you know, it's for that love of helping people, help them sustain that level of success. So tell everybody, tell whatever it is, if you're going through something personally, think about what you're going through personally and really think about why you want to change. And make that change. Move out of your own way. I suffer from it too. I have to tell myself daily, get out your own way, Pete. You could be doing this. You could be doing that. So do this and do that so you can go where you want to go. Do what you want to do. Live your life a couple of years that most people won't so you can live the rest of your life like most people can't. And let's get it done. We can do it together. When you get better, your household get better. Your household get better, your community gets better. Your community get better, your state gets better. And from that, the nation gets better. It's a domino effect, baby. That's all, but it starts from within, not from without. That's what I'm all about. And thank you guys for tuning into my show. Move Out Your Way Mondays. I'll be back at it again tomorrow on Tuesday. Hope you guys have a magnificent day. Don't forget at the end of the day, get on your knees and pray, because without him upstairs, we would not be able to be downstairs and doing whatever we want to do. And thanks for the soldiers that's out there fighting, baby. Hope you guys have a wonderful night. And you know I can't let your song without I Came to Win. Yeah, that's right. Nicki Minaj featuring Rihanna. There it is. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. And if you're out there listening, follow me on Twitter. At Tori Every Day, or you can go like my Facebook page, facebook.com/SavingOurAthletes, respectfully. All righty, you guys have a great day. See you tomorrow.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise. in a May. Praying, but I think I'm still an angel away. Angel away, yeah, strange in a way. Maybe that is why I chase strangers away. They got their guns out aiming at May, but I become Neo when they aiming at May. May, May, me against them. Me against enemies, me against friends. Somehow they both seem to become one. A sea full of sharks and they all smell blood. They start coming and I start rising. Must be surprising, I'm just surmising. I win, thrive, soar, higher, 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 more, fire.
To fly, to conquer, to thrive, I came to win, to survive, prosper, thrive.
Not a line. I am not a girl that could ever be defined. I am not fly, I am levitation. I represent an entire generation. I hear the criticism loud and clear. That is how I know that the time is near. See, we become alive in a time of fear. And I ain't got no motherfucking time to spare. Cry my eyes out for days upon days. Such a heavy burden placed upon me. But when you go hard, your nays become yays. Yankee Stadium with Jay's and Kanye.
To win, to fly, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, survive, prosper, thrive. To thrive, I came to win, to survive, to prosper, to thrive.